AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. The defense rested its case today in the trial of the Boston Marathon bomber. AP correspondent Denise Lavoy reports a computer forensics expert suggested that Zohar Tsarnaev's older brother Tamerlan built the bombs used in the attack.
He did an analysis of search terms, and he said it was Tamerlan who had search terms such as detonator, fireworks, starter. Jahar's computer activity, he said, was focused mainly on using Facebook and a Russian version of Facebook.
The jury is expected to get the case sometime Monday. A congressional panel investigating the terrorist attack on a U.S. diplomatic mission in Benghazi, Libya, wants to talk to former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
The chairman of the Select Committee on Benghazi says it wants a private interview with the former Secretary of State by May the 1st. Congressman Trey Gowdy says it would help the committee better understand the thinking behind the deletion of her emails. Gowdy has said that Clinton wiped her private email server clean and permanently deleted all the emails. Though in a letter to her lawyer, he said it's often possible to recover that information. And that's why he wants the server turned over to a neutral third party, a step that Clinton has rejected. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
Current Secretary of State John Kerry had planned to leave the Iran nuclear talks in Switzerland tonight, but is staying on until tomorrow. Both sides couldn't meet a midnight deadline and have agreed to extend the talks. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says the Obama administration wants a deal sooner than later.
I think it's fair to say that we've reached our limit right now as far as the conversations have been going on for more than a year.
But if progress is being made, Earnest says it doesn't make sense to leave the table. This is AP Radio News. Home prices are up.
Homes sold for 4.6% more in January than they did last January, according to the Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Index. That's in part because few Americans are selling their homes. Prices are rising faster than wages, which means it's harder for buyers to save a down payment and afford the mortgage, though rates remain historically low. Denver reported the largest gains, with prices up 8.4%. I'm Rita Foley.
Pamela Hunt is so overwhelmed by her $56,000 in student loans for what she considers a worthless master's degree in criminal justice. She has joined others on a debt strike and is refusing to pay back the money.
As far as canceling the debt, I didn't really get that feeling, but they heard us.
Hunt walked out of a meeting today with officials from the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and the Education Department in Washington. I'm Ross Simpson.